annual meeting going on. We have a chance to check in with the Davis family, dairy farmers from Cokato, Brad and Jenna. And how are you guys doing this morning?
We're doing good. It was an early morning, though, because right now we're at the airport on our way back home.
Well,
I'm trying to get those cows.
Boy, they cut your trip off, huh? You got to get back quickly, huh?
Yeah.
That's all right. And hey, you guys, give us a little background on you two and your dairy farm near Cokato. What's your background on you guys?
Yeah, I've been on our family's dairy farm since I graduated college and milk about 280 Holsteins.
So, Brad, did you know from the get-go you were going to stick and be a dairy farmer, or did you kind of know that from a young age? Or?
Yeah, I've always had a passion for agriculture, so I knew at a pretty young age that I wanted a dairy farm, so I went. That's what I went to college for. So.
No, Jenna, did you have a dairy background, or did Brad just kind of pull you into this deal here?
He converted me.
Oh.
I grew up in southwest Minnesota on my family's hog and crop farm, and I attended the University of Minnesota also, and that's where we met. And one thing led to another, I guess, and I married into the industry. And I work off the farm as a salesperson for a company, and I sell feed additives and inoculants to dairy producers in the state.
Now, Jenna, talk about you're in Phoenix, and you guys were participating in the Excellence in A contest, right?
That's right. It's an opportunity to really showcase what we do in terms of a non-production and non-owner of a farm position. So this contest is really designed for those people who do not own their farm. So we talked a little bit about what Brad does on the farm, what I do on my job, and kind of our leadership experience and involvement in the community to really promote agriculture.
So now, Brad, were you and Jenna involved in Farm Bureau, you know, from the get-go, or when did you get involved?
We've been involved since about 2010. So the last 6 years, we've done many leadership conferences, and we've also been to Washington, D.C., talking to congressmen out there.
So, Brad, what's it like making this transition? You know, it took me a while to be comfortable in front of people and talk to folks from different industries, different backgrounds. What's that conversion been like for you to be more vocal and visible when it comes to agriculture?
Well, it's been tough. I'm kind of more of a quieter person. So, yeah, it was definitely a change, but it's been a good one. So I've been enjoying it.
Jenna, you mentioned your connection, too, with kind of the non-farm sector as well. How important is it to be sharing this message right now?
Oh, it's hugely important. And we actually, in our presentation down here in Phoenix, we actually gave a specific example when we invited our new neighbors who had moved from Minneapolis to our small community of Cokato. We invited them out to our farm and really gave them the tour of what we do on a daily basis to promote agriculture. And I think that's a message that we need to tell to other farmers. We need to get rid of that fear and really invite people over, even if they're in a small community. People today are so removed from agriculture, it's important to know who produces their food and how it's produced.
Jenna, do you feel that farmers can remain in that walnut, you know, anymore, that kind of cocoon where, you know, leave me do my deal, you do your thing, and we'll all be just fine? Can they afford to stay in that cocoon anymore?
I think we got to break out of that cocoon. I mean, it's time for us to become beautiful butterflies and share our story. And I think that's what's great about American agriculture. At the end of the day, we're all doing the same thing in producing safe and affordable food. But the unique thing is that we're all doing it in our own unique ways. And I think that's the beauty of our industry. And the more we tell our stories to the more people, it's just going to benefit agriculture as a whole. The world is changing, and it's time that we as agriculture kind of keep up with those times.
Brad and Jenna Davis, the dairy farmers from Cokato, joining us this morning from Phoenix. And Brad, one final question for you. Was there any highlight to the weekend or the conference that really stood out to you at all?
I guess we just got to, I mean, we did our competition, but we also got to watch other individuals through our state compete and got to cheer them on. So, and there was also, and the weather was very nice. And after, it was nice and warm. It was 70 degrees yesterday, so I enjoyed that.
Well, you're coming back. We're above zero. We're two above, so it's not that bad, Brad.
Yeah.
Well, guys, we sure appreciate your time. Thanks a lot for checking in. I know you're very busy. We appreciate what you do with Farm Bureau and your call this morning. Have a safe trip back, okay?
All right, thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, thank you. Brad and Jenna Davis, dairy farmers from Colcato, checking in this morning.